Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Have you heard that prayer that gets recited at Alcohol Anonymous meetings? It says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. It's familiar, isn't it? Such a great balance, accepting what you can't change and changing the things that you can. And the key to sorting that out seems to be in the last bit, having the wisdom to know the difference. Wisdom is what we need to navigate life well. We need wisdom to identify what's actually important in life. And then we need even more of it to make our everyday actions line up with that. Apparently, one of Oscar Wilde's favourite cutting remarks was that man knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. He made a good point. Wisdom is knowing what the true value of things is. But wisdom doesn't seem too popular these days. We put beauty and talent up on a pedestal, even if some of the most beautiful and talented people have lives in chaos from their unwise decisions. One way that I test my wisdom is to imagine my dying days. I imagine myself at the end of my life, lying in a bed, looking back, and I ask myself, what will I wish I'd spent my time on? What will I be glad I did? And that helps me to work out what's really important to me, so that I can make good decisions at this end of my life. Here are a few things the Bible says wisdom does. Wisdom protects us, it makes our path straight, it preserves our lives, and no one can argue with it or overcome it. Even better, the Bible tells us where to get wisdom. One place is in good advice. Another is through prayer. We're told that if anyone lacks wisdom, they should ask God for it, and He loves to help. And there are some books in the Bible that are almost completely devoted to the topic. They even get referred to as the wisdom books. They're Job, Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. My tip would be to start with the book of Proverbs if you want to read up on wisdom. You won't find better tips for day-to-day life than in there, I reckon. And I'll leave you with that serenity prayer again, and it's my prayer for you too. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.